Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. I'm here for another rant, rave, and review. Tonight I'm going to be talking about Arrow. It's been a minute. I'm trying to catch up. I've got a serious head cold, but the family's out. It's New Year's Eve night, and I'm here with my dogs catching up on old TV shows. But I'll be taking medicine soon, so I might be knocking out soon. But before I do that, I wanted to talk about this episode that aired on November 11th on the CW. I do have my friend Anna B. She's from Australia. She is a huge fan of Arrow, The Flash, all that good stuff, and she sent me an email about her thoughts. So I'm going to go through my notes real quick. It's been a minute since I watched this episode, so I'm just going to go over the highlights. If you guys agree, disagree, please leave a comment below. Let me know how you feel about this episode that we watched back in November. I know that we get new episodes coming back in January of 2016. Of Lost Souls, there were a couple of things that I remember that kind of stuck out to me. I love seeing Ray as a small little dude. That was funny. Something that did irk me this entire episode, Felicity. Felicity, what the hell was her problem? I mean, she pretty much, this is the first time I've ever, I think this is the first time I've ever felt that I wanted to karate chop her in the kneecap. What was she tripping on Oliver so much for? Especially the part where she was talking about uprooting herself and traveling around the world with Oliver. Like, this whole time is what she wanted. And then just because she's not around to help Ray, who I know she liked, blah, 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 but she's had a big crush on Ollie for, like, ever. But to still do all that crap to him, oh, I was pissed. And then even at the end when she apologizes to Oliver and they kiss and they're in bed, I was still bothered by that. And normally I'm team Felicity, but I was team Ollie on this. And I know that he forgave her, and I would too because it's Felicity. But still, man, I wanted a karate chopper in her kneecap. So, yeah, that bothered me the entire episode. It was good to see Sarah. Sarah is messed up, but she's badass, and she's whooping people's butts. But in this episode, she leaves. She leaves to go get her head straight. Ah! Because I'm a big, huge fan of Sarah, and I can't. The more I see commercials, Laurel as the Black Canary, I just don't. I don't know. What else? In this episode, Felicity's mom goes to the bar and sees Detective Lance. I wonder if they're going to get it on. Of course, I haven't seen any of the episodes, so I don't know. Maybe they already have. I don't know. I'm talking to people that haven't watched the series or watched the episode, and you know what I'm talking about. Well, did that even make sense? Probably not. Either way, who cares? What else? Thea decides to go out on this date with Oliver's campaign manager, so that's going to be interesting. And Dark. Damien Dark has some kind of box, which I'm kind of curious to see what the hell that's going to be. And we get kind of told that Dix's brother is alive. The drug cartel, is he a drug cartel gun smuggler? I don't know, but apparently he's not a very good person. So I got my notes here from Anna B. She said, "Hi, Mike. Hope all is well." It is. Well, thoughts on the episode for you. Okay, here we go. Love the episode. Of course she did, because of Felicity, probably. It was Felicity's story, who's trying to find herself and what she had become by feeling guilty for not realizing Ray was still alive. Anna, no. She was being a snatch face, and you know she was. She let her happiness interfere with her work by being with Oliver. She certainly gave it to Oliver in the episode, and he felt helpless. He did. Totally agree. That's why I don't know why she was being so hard on him, because there was no need to be hard on him, because, no, he's always been there for, She made me mad in this episode, Anna B and all of the Arrow fans. Love seeing Mama Smoke. I agree. She is beautiful and hot, and she is wise in telling Felicity that she and Oliver have both lost themselves in each other, and they will find themselves in each other, that their love is strong, and of course, Oliver is hot and can cook. that is true. He is a catch, and I totally agree. I had in my notes here that Felicity's mom definitely gives her some good advice. Of course, they found the way back to each other and made up. Yes, they did, but I'm still mad at Felicity. We also saw that Oliver and Diggy, bromance is getting back on track, which is true. I love how Curtis is trying to find out who the Green Arrow is. He in time is going to help the team more. I guess Curtis is, Felicity's side, lab assistant, which I agree. He has no clue, but, yeah, I think he's smart and he would bring a lot to the team. Of course, Sarah has left the show now and is heading off to Legends of Tomorrow as well as Ray. Oh, that's good news, because I didn't know that. I have not watched the Legends of Tomorrow. Wait. Legends of Tomorrow, that's the one that's airing. This other one that I'm going to be watching, the crossover, that's not it. So, yeah, I'm getting it backwards. But I'm glad that Sarah's coming back, because I was already mad that she left. She was leaving. Again, because she always comes and whoops ass. I'm like, yeah, where are you going? So that's good. And then Ray, okay, that's cool too. I can deal with that. So that is it. Thank you, Anna B, for giving me your thoughts. I know that I have other thoughts of hers for the next couple of episodes and the mid-season finale for Arrow. I haven't watched it. I'm going to try to knock that out. I'm going to take some medicine right now. And hopefully I stay awake and I can record these. If not, I'll do them later. So thanks, Anna B. Thanks for everybody that's been listening. Feel free to leave a comment. Let us know what you thought of this episode, Lost Cells of Arrow. That is it. And I give it a thumbs up. This episode was pretty dope. Sarah was just kicking ass. I wasn't too keen on the Felicity part. I didn't really like that part because she was being a snatch face to Oliver for no apparent reason. Like it was Oliver's fault, right? It was like Oliver's fault that she got mad because she left Ray. Even when she was with Ray, she still had the hots for Oliver. Anyways, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, please. That's where everything is. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. I watch Mike on Facebook. And of course here, audioboom.com channel. Wait. audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. You can find this show plus other shows plus other podcasts that I do with me, myself, and I, and some of my friends. All right? Have a great new year. I think it's almost new year. It's what, here in Texas, it's 10:40. It's almost 2016, and I'm sitting here with my dogs while my family's out because I'm sick, and I don't want to get anybody sick. That's a different show, like The Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead. All right, people. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.